Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding, and at this time, we would like to welcome you to the fourth quarter 2017 conference call for Ourofino Saúde Animal. Today, we have with us Mr. Jardel Massacri, CEO, and Kleber Gomes, CFO and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and simultaneously translated, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company presentation. Ensuing this, we will go on to the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should any participant require assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. We have a simultaneous webcast that may be accessed through Ourofino's website at ir.ourofino.com. At this address, you will find the banner Webcast Fourth Quarter 2017, and this is where you will find the presentation. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that any forward-looking statement made during this call refers to the beliefs and assumptions of Ourofino's management and are based on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they relate to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Ourofino, causing results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I would now like to turn the floor over to Mr. Jardel Massacri. You may proceed, sir. A good afternoon to all of you, and I would thank you for your participation at our fourth quarter 2017 and full year conference call. We are very pleased with the results for 2017. As reported throughout the year, we were able to regain the company's historical profit levels after facing major challenges in 2016. Net revenues grew by 11% in the year and reached 505 million. Our adjusted EBITDA grew by 134%, reaching 104 million with a margin above 20%. Our adjusted profit totaled 45 million with a 9% margin, and we doubled the generation of cash from operations to 120 million, reducing our leverage level below two times net debt adjusted EBITDA. When it comes to production animals, net revenue was 398 million, with an increase of 11% vis-à-vis 2016 and a gross margin above 50%. We have reaped the benefits of our work by focusing on increased profitability, which includes a reduction in the volumes of products with lower margin and price gains in the entire product line, as we have experienced a better moment in the market for foot-and-mouth disease vaccines. As for companion animals, net revenue was 61 million, an increase of 12% compared to 2016. Macroeconomic conditions have improved since the beginning of the second half of 2017, and we have noted a substantial reduction in distributors' inventory levels, which brings a good growth prospect for the segment in 2018. In terms of international operations, net revenue increased by 10%, and we felt the negative impacts of foreign exchange effects. We also followed our product registration strategy in Mexico and Colombia, which will increase our portfolio, thus creating conditions to continue our growth as planned in these markets. We are confident that 2018 will be a great year, and the team remains enthusiastic about accelerating business growth, attentive to all of the actions that we carried out in 2017, a year in which the company's values were restored. Our processes will continue to be performed in a fast and very simple manner, in line with our purpose of reimagining animal health. We would like to thank you for the trust placed in us during the restructuring process, and we reaffirm our commitment to maintain value generation through sustainable growth. I would now like to give the floor to our CFO and IRO, Kleber Gomes, who will mention the main results for the period. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jardel, and a good afternoon to all of you. The company presented net revenues of 162 million in the fourth quarter 2017, a growth of 64% compared with the fourth quarter of 2016. In 2017, net revenues were 505 million, an increase of 11% vis-à-vis 2016. The animal production segment presented net revenues of 133 million in the fourth quarter, with a growth of 74% compared to the fourth quarter of the previous year, with gains in prices and volume, especially for the bovine line. In 2017, net revenues were 398 million, an increase of 11% compared to 2016, reflecting the actions adopted by the new management. Companion animals achieved net revenues of 14 million in the fourth quarter, a growth of 25% compared to the fourth quarter of 2016. In 2017, net revenues were 61 million, with a growth of 12% vis-à-vis the previous year. These results reflect a market recovery with healthy inventory stocks in our distributors. International operations presented net revenues of 14 million for the fourth quarter 2017, an increase of 39% compared to the fourth quarter 2016. In 2017, net revenues were 47 million, an increase of 10% vis-à-vis 2016. These results felt the negative impact of the foreign exchange effect. Gross margin for the fourth quarter 2017 was 52%, an increase of 9 percentage points vis-à-vis the fourth quarter 2016. In 2017, gross margin reached 53%, an increase of 3 percentage points compared to the previous year. Production animals had gross margin of 51% in the fourth quarter 2017, with an increase of 13 percentage points compared to the fourth quarter 2016, once again showing the gains in prices. In 2017, gross margin was 50%, an increase of 5 percentage points vis-à-vis the previous year. This thanks to the better mix presented in the segment. Companion animals had a gross margin of 69% in the fourth quarter 2017, with an increase of 2 percentage points vis-à-vis the fourth quarter 2016 due to the better mix. In 2017, the gross margin was 70%, with a slight drop compared to 2016. International operations had a gross margin of 48.3% in the fourth quarter 2017, with a drop of 1 percentage point compared to the same quarter in the previous year. Gross margin was 51%, with a drop of 7 percentage points compared to 2016. This drop substantially results from the loss in prices due to the exchange rate during the period. If we analyze our SG&A and EBITDA expenses with sales and general and administrative expenses totaled 52 million, with a dilution of 19% BPs compared to the fourth quarter 2016. In 2017, expenses added to 190 million, with a dilution of 8 percentage points vis-à-vis 2016. The dilutions reflect the increase in net revenues, along with the efforts towards optimizing the company expenses throughout the entire year. Adjusted EBITDA for the fourth quarter of 2017 totaled 41 million, with a 25% margin, an increase of 24 percentage points compared to the fourth quarter 2016. In 2017, adjusted EBITDA was of $104 million with a 20% margin, an 11 percentage point increase vis-a-vis 2016. The increases in gross margin and dilution of expenses with SG&A are responsible for our improvements in EBITDA. The net financial profit for the fourth quarter 17 stands at $4 million, a drop of 34% vis-a-vis the fourth quarter 2016. First of all, financial expenses were $17 million, a drop of 24%. These results are due to a greater cash generation during 2017. There was also a reduction in net debt that had reached $265 million in the fourth quarter of 2016, reaching $200 million in the fourth quarter of 2017. Income tax and social contribution in the fourth quarter 2017 were of $5 million, and this is thanks to our greater profitability. Adjusted net profit in the fourth quarter was of $23 million, changing the losses that we had in the fourth quarter 2017. In 2017, net profit was $45 million compared to $2 million in 2016. These results reflect the growth of EBITDA due to the factors that have been mentioned previously, along with the reductions observed in net financial expenses. I would like to speak about the company indebtedness. In the fourth quarter 2017, net debt over EBITDA was up 2 times compared to a value that was almost 6 times this in 2016. The average cost of debt was up 7% upon the closing of 2017 compared to 9% in 2016. These amounts will be incorporated into our values, and I would like to highlight that this is linked to our derivatives. Our cash reached $123 million and is sufficient for our short-term debt of $190 million. As we have a new credit line from FINAPI amounting to $17 million, whose first disbursement of $35 million took place on January 10th. The debt in 2018 has maturity that is concentrated in the third quarter, and we should also take into account cash generation for the coming periods. Our cash operation in the company was $120 million, doubling the volume vis-a-vis 2016, thanks to the company efforts towards reducing the average terms of sales receivables that were reduced to 116 days compared to the 130 days in 2016. We would also like to speak about the amortization of debts and payments of interest totaling $95 million and fundraising of $61 million. Our investments totaled $30 million during the year, representing 6% of the net revenues for the period. This percentage is in line with our historical average and shows that we continue to invest in growth and sustainability. I would now like to return the floor to the operator so that we can go on to the question and answer period. Thank you. We will now go on to the question and answer period. Should you have any questions, please press star 1. Mr. Marcio Montes would like to pose a question. Good afternoon, Masari. Good afternoon, Kleber. You have spoken about an improvement because you now have products with better margins. Are you referring to your newer products? And I would like to know which are your expectations in terms of the bovine segment due to everything that is happening in the meat sector in the country. And what is happening with the plans of biologicals? Thank you very much. Marcio, thank you very much for your question. Well, we're going to respond to the questions in parts. The first question refers to the improvement in our mix of 9%. Now, this is due to the prices that we began to practice at the end of the fourth quarter 2016, and we took out of our line the products with a lower margin, especially the products that were geared towards poultry, and they were not giving us very good margins during the period. What we have done is to work on a more productive and mix. Regarding your second question about our market expectations, due to the events of BRF and the problem with meat. Within the company, we are always working towards enhancing the quality in the sector. Of course, one of our great focuses has always been sanitation, and we are treating our animals and enhancing their growth through medication. Now, if we look at the marketing, we had already implemented some improvements in the previous quarters because of the problems that had arisen in previous quarters. Once again, we believe that this is a situation of the past. It seems that now the plants that faced problems ended up being the plants with little relevance when it comes to Brazilian exports, and we hope that the negative impacts will be reduced, and we expect to continue on strongly in the market. Referring to our biologicals plant, we also informed the market that this would be a transformational project that would bring very positive results for the company in the coming years. In the United States, our competitors have some projects in Brazil, at least one of them does. Therefore, this ends up being a very complex issue. For the year 2018, we still are not counting upon the production of vaccines, at least not in significant volumes. The term that we have foreseen is of 4 years. We're going to wait for our portfolio to become somewhat more mature in 2022. I think that has responded to all of your questions. Thank you very much, and thank you for your questions. Livia would like to pose a question.
Thank you for taking my question. I would like to better understand that process of restructuring that you underwent. We can see the results during this quarter, and I would like to know how you consider each of the fronts. Could you say that this process has been concluded, if you are now at a level of revenues that you believe is sound, if your expenses are at the levels that you were hoping they would reach? Thank you very much.
Livia, thank you very much. When it comes to the restructuring, we have done most of the work already during the year 2017. We have changed our structure, and I think that the results are beginning to appear. This is an ongoing plan. We have new changes that are about to come in terms of operations and much more. Once again, as I mentioned, this is an ongoing process, but the changes will be minor. Only in terms of expenses, we have had a reduction of practically 10%. Of course, this has allowed us to increase our efficiency and consequently further reduce our expenses.
And in the year 2018, we're going to continue working towards further reducing our expenses. We're also trying to focus ever more on those products that offer us greater gains in terms of prices and otherwise. But at present, I think that we're very pleased with all of our product lines. And with this, of course, our gross margin will continue to improve with productivity gains. We expect to have even further improvements. I hope to have responded to all of your questions. Yes, that was excellent. Thank you very much. If you could take an additional question. And the company has begun to speak more about a new issue, which is international markets and the products that you're going to sell in those international markets. We're always attentive to the new opportunities in international markets. In 2017, we achieved several of our goals in Colombia and Mexico, and we also obtained additional registrations. We are working with very good planning in this sector, and of course our focus is on the pet market. I think that we're going to achieve substantial gains during this year in both of these countries. And what we're hoping is an increase of 30% in our international operations. Thank you. Thank you very much. While we're waiting for additional questions, we have a question that has come from another communication channel, and it's asking about the pipeline of our plant. What I can say is that if we look at the results of our pipeline and the announcements that we have made in the market, we're going to end up having a very complex portfolio. We tend to say that the important markets are the biological markets. We already have this market since 2010, and through our pipeline, we're attempting to cover all of the other additional sectors. We, of course, have plans for the swine market, for companion animals, and we are going to be releasing these products along this year, and we hope to be able to obtain a significant market share precisely throughout this year. And, of course, as I mentioned before, these markets are following a very fast pace of growth. Thank you for your question. We would like to remind you that should you wish to pose a question, please press star 1. With this, we would like to end the question and answer session. I will now return the floor to Mr. Massari for his closing remarks. Once again, we would like to thank all of you that participated in this call, and once again reiterate that we're highly optimistic regarding the year 2018. Once again, we have very stringent planning for this year. We have already observed signs of a market resumption in 2018. We're highly confident. And once again, we're going to try to achieve all of our goals. Thank you very much for your participation. The conference call for the fourth quarter 2017 for Orofino ends here. We would like to thank all of you for your participation. Have a good afternoon.